Hi, this is a dictation for patient Michelle Spruce, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S-P-R-U-C-E. The patient date of birth is 8-9-51, date of accident 2-20-2021, and date of accident is 2-20-2021. Date of procedure is 6-27-2022. Michelle Spruce is here for the following procedure: interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidural ram, and number 2, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and injection to the left supraspinal tendon. The medical indications are as follows. Michelle Spruce was involved in an automobile accident and she suffered from a full thickness tear of the supraspinal tendon with a moderate fatty atrophy of the corresponding muscle, as well as tendonitis of the subscapularis muscle. And in addition, patient has mild fibrosis, capsular hypertrophy of the AC joint. There is a mild shoulder joint effusion, complex tear of the entire superior, anterior, superior, posterior, superior labrum, with the involvement of biceps anchor, partial tears of the intracapsular part of biceps tendon, grade 4 chondromalacia of the glenohumeral. And there is a cortical erosion of the supralateral aspect of the humeral head. Although the patient was informed that she will be better served by surgical consultation and she is being sent for an orthopedic surgeon, but we are providing an injection to intra-articular shoulder joint to bring her some relief, as well as into the supraspinal tendon with steroid. The next is the issue at the lumbar spine. She has a complicated findings in the MRI and as follows. She has multiple disc involvement in the lumbar spine. From L2, L3 to L5, S1, there's herniated disc and moderate to severe neural foraminal stenosis, and ligament of Clavin thickening and cortic centric canal stenosis. A epidural injection was expected to bring significant relief and improve the ADL and healing and decrease the pain level. The patient is scheduled for the procedure today. So, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder was done according to the protocol in aseptic conditions. And the injection to the left supraspinal tendon is done according to the protocol under aseptic conditions. LESI without epidural ram was done, and patient has an extreme amount of osteophytes and bony enclosure of the whole lumbar spine. And despite 6 and 7 trials and using 2 different spaces, L5S1 and also L4, L5, it was next to impossible to go inside the epidural canal. His the ligament of Clavum is also quite thick and calcified, as well as surrounding bones are ossified, and it was there was no way to get in. The patient is being referred to a spine surgeon to identify a possibility of spinal cord stimulation device and or further spinal injection. Otherwise, the patient is stable. She left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.